This is the Seabed Daily Text. 10 reasons why the gospel is the Holy Spirit. Acts 10:44-48. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said, "Surely no one can stand in the way of their being baptized with water. They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have." So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. Consider this. What if the Holy Spirit is the gospel? Number one, without the Holy Spirit, we have baptism without the baptism. Number two, without the Holy Spirit, we have words without the Word. Number three, without the Holy Spirit, we have truths without the truth. Number four, without the Holy Spirit, we have an institution, but not the church. Number five, without the Holy Spirit, we have our lives, but not the life. Number six, without the Holy Spirit, we have our ways, but not the way. Number seven, without the Holy Spirit, we have God, but not Abba Father. Number eight, without the Holy Spirit, we have ideas, but not the gospel. Number nine, without the Holy Spirit, we have Jesus without salvation. Number 10, without the Holy Spirit, we have religion without relationship. What if the Holy Spirit is the gospel? I think it might change the way we approached baptism. The Word, the truth, the church, the life, the way, Abba Father, the gospel, salvation, and relationship. What I'm not saying is that we can isolate the Holy Spirit from the rest of the Trinity, as though somehow the Holy Spirit could have anything to do with or contribute to the gospel apart from Jesus Christ. Clearly, the Holy Spirit points to Jesus Christ, whose life, death, and resurrection comprise the heart of the gospel message. My question is, how would you and I even know that apart from the Holy Spirit? The prayer, "Come, Holy Spirit." The question, where are you these days in your understanding of and relationship with the Holy Spirit? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.